I still stole this from a book that John Maxwell wrote, right? His definition of success is similar to mine, which is the people that know me best to love me most, which means my wife, my kids, my friends, my family. Those are the people that are supposed to know you the best, right? And they should love you the most. The people that it's easy to go on a work trip weekend and for those people to love you, right, over a couple of days, right? It's like, oh man, this guy was so cool. He was really nice and I had a great time with him. You know, but does my wife feel that way every day when I get home from work, right? Do my kids feel like I'm giving them? And I look, we all fall short of this. So I don't want this advice that I give or these, you know, quips that we talk about to be like, oh, well, this guy's just got it all together. There's days where I come home from work and the kids are already in bed and I'm like, man, I wish I was able to get home sooner, right? What am I going to do tomorrow that will help me get home sooner to make sure that I'm putting these things on my calendar, right? And some days there's just work that overwhelms you. There's just things that you have to do as an entrepreneur to get things done. But my wife and kids know that the paramount goal is to be able to spend all my time with them. So this is the push now to make sure that we don't have to do that push in a couple of years. But that's really the definition of success for me, right? Is for the people that know me best to love me most. And first and foremost in that is my relationship with God. Like, am I doing what I need to do to be known by him in a way that he loves me the most? Am I working towards that relationship with him as well as my wife and as well as the relationships that are around me?